This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now I see. already come. But it was your grace and your mercy brought me and that same. Say this for me. He's good. Say he's good. He's good. He's good. He's so good. He's good. He's good. Yes, he is. He's so good, so good. So good. Father, we thank you right now for being so good. Lord, we thank you for bringing us through seen and unseen danger. Lord, we thank you for missing every pothole that we could have hit square in the middle. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that we're still standing. Amen. It does not matter who's in the White House or the State House or the Mayor's House. We're still standing, and we thank you. And it's only because you're so good. We just thank you right now. We thank you for your word. We ask, Lord, that your word, as it comes forth, it draws people to you and does not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, entire Godhead, to the man I still call my pastor, may not be technically so, but I still call him my pastor, Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lonix, in his absence, my sister, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and to all of you. I want to tell you a little story today. Back in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter of the book of 2 Kings, once again, 2 Kings in the 7th chapter. And when I begin reading, I'm going to start reading at the 3rd verse, kind of set this thing up for you. But before I start reading, I want to let you know that we all go through things. Amen. And we're all prone to bad news. We are bad news people. If you don't believe me, listen at the average conversation on the telephone or the average conversation by the water cooler at work or the average conversation in church. We're prone to bad news. But I'm here to tell you there's another end of the spectrum. Oh, yes, bad news does exist. It's not a figment of our imagination. But there is some good news. And we have to learn how to balance the scales. You see, if the bad news end of the scale gets too heavy, you're just going to be buried on the bad news side. But if you learn how to balance the scales, say something good every now and then, talk about somebody in a good way every now and then, be happy every now and then you'll be able to balance the scales. We always are looking for an easy way out. God didn't promise us that it was going to be an easy way out. But he did promise us that when times get hard, when things get rocky and reeling, and when situations get ugly, that he would be there for us and with us. Little story, 2 Kings, 7th chapter. Starting at verse number 3, reads like this. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight, which means in the evening hour, to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come down upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp, just as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Use for a subject. This day is a day of good news. This day is a day of good news. The story I just told you happened in a period known as the divided kingdom. The nation of Israel was divided into two parts. Kingdom of Israel in the north had Samaria as its capital. The kingdom of Judah in the south had Jerusalem for its capital. But that was a weakened condition. You know, a house divided just can't stand. So both camps, both north and south, wind up being weakened and susceptible to attack. And they left it open to attack by other countries because they weren't at full force. This is about the siege of Samaria, the kingdom in the north. It was orchestrated by the king of Syria. And what happened, it brought a terrible famine upon the whole city of Samaria. Everybody hungry, everybody homeless, people doing all kind of crazy things just to get a bite to eat or a drink of water. It was terrible. But among those that were suffering in Samaria were these four guys on the outside of the gate. Amen. And we heard about how they discussed their plight. You know, we're lepers and they don't want us to come inside the gate. But if we go in there, we're going to starve anyway. If we stay out here, we're going to starve. You know, just like I just said, we're all prone to bad news. So in desperation, they decided to surrender to the Syrians, the people that were oppressing them. You know, every now and then when we decide just to surrender to the Lord, things get better. As long as we try to fight it, as long as we try to oppose it, things are dim. But when we finally say, Lord, there's nothing else I can do but surrender, things get better. So when they surrendered and went into the tent to give themselves up, to their surprise, they found the whole camp abandoned. Everybody gone. But they left everything that they had, food, clothing, horses, cattle, everything. So at first they decided they were going to splurge on their newfound riches. Amen. And splurge they did. Y'all know what happens when we find something that's good. You know, our tendency is to look around and see who else looking at us, you know. Amen. And even to this day, if you walk outside of Walmart and find a $20 bill, your first tendency is to look around. Then you pick it up. Am I right? So they splurged on their newfound riches. Then they thought about, you know, we got all of this stuff. Everybody in Samaria is hungry and dying. We're lepers, but we've happened upon some good fortune, and we're keeping it all to ourselves. That's how we do. We keep the good news to ourselves. What do we share? We share the bad news. We share the news that's on CNN. We share the stories about President Trump. We share the stories about somebody getting in trouble in a church. We share all of those stories. But we leave the good news to ourselves. Amen. But just like the leper said, if you don't tell somebody, something eventually is going to happen to you. And guess what? Then you'll become the subject of some bad news. There are some parallels then and now. First of all, there was a famine then, and there's a famine now. The famine then was a famine of food. There wasn't enough food, okay? But there was food enough for everybody if people just knew how to share it, amen? The Syrians outside of the gate had plenty of food. There's a famine now because there's plenty of the gospel to share. But what do? We keep all the good news and the good fortune and the gospel to ourselves. Just like back then, the lepers were supposed to share, we're supposed to share today. Our famine is related to the problem of sin. See, God provides the free gift of salvation. But to those that don't know, we ought to be like the lepers. We ought to decide to tell somebody about our good fortune. Tell somebody about how God blesses us. Tell somebody they don't have to die and starve in sin. There was plenty of food in the Syrian camp. There's an abundance of blessing right here and now with Christ. But we need to tell somebody. 7:9 again says this, and they said one to another. They were looking at each other. You know, look, every now and then we need to just talk to each other. Y'all, we're not doing right. We need to do better than this. God wants better than this. Said one to another, we do not well. In other words, this ain't right. This is not right. Here we are, we eating until our bellies bust. Amen. We get to pick through all this fine silver and gold that the Syrians, who were rich, by the way, had left. Amen. But what do? We're looking around to see who sees us, and we're hiding everything. They say, this is a day of good tidings. This is a glad day. If we tarry till the morning light, in other words, if we keep all of this to ourselves, and we wait till tomorrow to decide to tell somebody, something bad going to happen to us. Say, now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Yes. Tell somebody about your good fortune. Tell somebody a good story. Tell somebody about a child that might have grown up in hazardous conditions. Yes. Amen, but wound up being somebody. Tell somebody about a church that started off in poverty but wound up being a beacon of salvation for the kingdom. Tell somebody that Jesus saved, and that he saved me and saved you and will save anybody else that wants to come. Tell somebody. See, when they decided to surrender, that's when they got their abundance. They realized that other people should know all about their blessings. They knew something might happen bad to them if they didn't decide to share the good news. But here is where the similarity often ends. Even the lepers knew what was right. Can I get a witness? Sometimes the people that are lowly and the people that are looked down on, they're the ones that do the right thing. And church folk like us decide to keep all of our blessings and all of our good news and all of our spiritual wisdom to ourselves. They knew they were wrong by keeping silent. But I dare Mount Calvary to step out of these doors and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? I dare you to take what we say inside these walls, outside of these walls. I dare you to tell the people at the school board office that Jesus saves. I dare you to tell the people at Walmart that Jesus saves. I dare you to tell the folks on your job that Jesus saves. We can learn a whole lot from the lepers. We can learn a little humility. Amen. We done got saved now. And we got a biscuit above our breakfast. And we don't pray like we used to pray. Can I get a witness? We don't love like we used to love. We don't have to struggle anymore. Amen. We don't have to worry about making the car payment anymore. We don't have to worry about making the house payment anymore. We don't have to worry about being homeless, so we don't worry about anything. But I'm here to tell you, we need to be concerned with our souls. You can't take your house. You can't take your car. You can't take your bank deposit. You can't take your clothes to heaven. We're going to have to answer for what we don't do. I heard somebody say we're going to have to answer for all that we do. And I believe that, Mount Calvary. But there's one more thing. We're going to have to answer for what we don't do. And we need to tell somebody about Jesus. Isn't that right? I remember the day as a little boy, the words to that old gospel song said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Let me tell you a few things about Ronnie that you might not know. You see, I could have been locked up and the key could have been thrown away, but he spared me. I could have been homeless, but he blessed me. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but he saved me. And I don't care what they tell me, I'm gonna tell somebody about Jesus. Isn't that right? I wanna be like the lepers. If I find a blessing somewhere, I wanna tell somebody about Jesus. If I know Jesus saved, I wanna tell somebody about Jesus. I wanna tell them the story, how they passed him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They whipped him at this hall, whipped him down the street at that hall, whipped him in the street, whipped him in the courtyard, then made him march up a hill called Calvary. I want to tell somebody
that they whipped him all the way up the hill. I want to tell somebody that when they hung him on the cross and dropped him in that 6-foot hole, how his shoulders drooped, how his head hurt. I want to tell somebody that they decided to stick a spear in his side to see if he was still living. I want to tell somebody how the moon, it dripped away in blood, and the sun, it refused to shine. I want to tell somebody that the temple curtain way over in Jerusalem ripped apart. I want to tell somebody that they thought they had him dead and they wouldn't have to worry about him no more. But one Sunday morning, I want to tell somebody that he got up out of the grave. My rock stepped out on a rock, surrounded by a rock, and said,